God who is merciful and kind, faithful and gracious.
Say it as a prayer.
I'm the apple of his eyes, the thought that fills his heart every morning, noon, and night.
Yes, he loved me.
He loved me when I didn't care.
That's the truth.
I was patient till I came, running back into his arms. Look how he turned my life around. Make me a shining star, his glory to reveal. I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is too good, oh. I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is too good, oh.
Sarirara manderebe sandari, pantro zazabite, marika. Santa Karate Lele Sakira Musha Lele Bravo Shate Danito Bavari Cantari Garibaba Tashare Padeco Sagate Lode Shede Lode Cantri Bobo Sandre Giagaria Mariba Grede Castere, Mary Bangro, no, Santerede, Marigarete, Sintregere, Contaye, Papa, Mamma, Brother, Cosinea, O Santa Lala, O Sikra Gaga Baba Shante, Rido, Santra Barido, Mangra Gaga Riba Sante, Monteredea. Worship you forever, love you forever. Good God, you are a great God, you are a merciful God, you are a loving God, you are a faithful God, faithful to 1,000 generations. Your tender mercies are over all your works. For the Lord is good and his mercies endureth forever. We take a bow to the great, mighty, marvelous, majestic God, whose name is holy. We bow and worship you, our Father. We bless and hallow your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Savior of all men, especially those who believe. You sit at the right hand of the Father in majesty, ever living to make intercession for us. You are the true God and eternal life. We bow and worship you. O King of saints, lover of our souls, we worship you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Holy Spirit. You are a person. You are God. You are the resident member of the Godhead here on earth. The inner strengthener. The friend that sticks closer than a brother. The God that is more than enough. The same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. Our helper. Our companion. Our friend. Our sanctifier. We love you, Holy Spirit. You are God. We worship you, sir. Triune Deity, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, we bless, worship, and adore you. In Jesus' name, our Father, we bless you for the time that we have at this time, the time to enter into your word. We thank you because the entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Father, we come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Olivia Momisera. Under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, and under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Pray that the grace that we have at this time to minister your word, we thank you for it. And Lord, we receive a clear channel to be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow, that the word of God will have a free course, the word of God will be glorified. By the reason of the Spirit and the word, you will break yokes. You will heal bodies. You will meet needs. You will bring glory to the name of Jesus. Blessings to the sons of men. Thank you because we are empowered as we minister the word. And so the word will go forth with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you because you are completely in charge. And Lord, we come against every foul spirit contrary to your glory. Every plan, imagination of the devil designed against the effective delivery and receiving of the word under the covering of our fathers, under the lordship of Lord Jesus Christ. In unity, my brethren, come against all these foul spirits. We cast you out. We destroy your works. We resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances. Oh, you wicked spirits in the heavens and the earth, and whatever name you are called, in the name of Jesus, we lose the angels of God and the seven spirits of God to go fulfill the air, to enforce God's perfect will concerning the delivery and receiving of the word and concerning the totality of this service in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask, more than what we think. Continue your power as I work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. He deserves it. That's not a super hand clap. Amen. Please be seated. God bless you, minstrels. Please, let's give our minstrels a round of applause. We appreciate you, instrumentalist minstrels. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wisdom is profitable to direct. What did I say? Say it with passion. Say it loudly as a confession. Praise the Lord. Today we'll be echoing. Spirit of this message will echo the things Pastor said on Bible study and the message on Sunday. And I want us to share it and listen to us as youths. Let me first welcome all of us to Zion City Fellowship, Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastoral Christian Center, pastored by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Thank you for the honor to our parents. They send their love and greetings. They say they are praying along with us. So we appreciate them. Just on an aside, most before we come here, we report to them. We tell them what we want to talk about. And 90% of the time, Pastor replies on behalf of both of them. On few occasions, Mommy will respond. But Pastor Lalu, today I got both of them responded. So something tells me there's something special about today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wisdom is profitable to direct. That's what we'll be talking about. But I want us to start with a scripture that pumped in my heart during the week. Verse 18 of James 5. Okay, thank you. Let's read. And he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. Let's read it one more time. And he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. Now, read it for the last time. But now I want, and he prayed again to be removed. Okay? And the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. You know, to the naturally thinking person, and really in nature, we expect at certain seasons that the heavens, like this season, will bring forth rain. Amen. And subsequently, the earth bring forth our fruit. At the back of my house, I have my garden, if you call it a garden, or a farm. I love dodo. But later, about 2 years ago, I saw that the dodo of 1,000 became 2,000. Became 4,000. And when I buy the 4,000, 5,000 dodo and bring it to the house, after one or two times, it's gone. So I just said, And I can say, since my marriage till today, my marriage is going to 25 years. Till today, I think 60% of the meal my wife has cooked for me is dodo. So that's how much I like. And I said, 4,000, 5,000. So, I now told one baba that gardens are, I said, get me 10 stalks of plantain. So he got, I paid him. And the thing grew. And for about 4 or 5 months, I was eating my dodo. My own dodo, my own. Very well. So this year I planted another 10. Praise the Lord. And the new ones now, I look, they are growing. The old one is bringing forth fruit. So the earth gives forth a rain. Praise the Lord. Sorry, the heavens gives us a rain. And there brings forth fruit. But, you know, it's now easy to take it for granted that, why do we have to pray? That's why I removed that. And he prayed again that, the heaven will always give his rain. The earth will bring forth the fruit. Don't take God for granted. Praise the Lord. Because if you read back that story, that's how it used to be. But Elijah now said there should be no rain. And there wasn't rain. Praise the Lord. Even in its season. Praise the Lord. Let's be careful. We hear the youth say it. Even the adult. Does Bill Gates go to church? Does Elon Musk go to church? I mean, once you walk hard, you get the best degrees, you go to the best school, you're going to make money. This is that. Be careful. And he prayed, and the heavens gave forth. Don't take things for granted. Praise the Lord. Because the scripture is clear. God opposes all things by the word of his power. Amen. Like one man said, must we lose something before we know the value? Amen. And do you know the key? Anytime there is a drought in any area of your life, with prayer, the heavens will give the rain. Praise the Lord. When you see that drought occurring, know that with prayer, the heaven will give his rain. And that earth will bring forth fruit. Praise the Lord. Don't take God for granted. Amen. We always expect the heaven to give his rain. We always expect the earth will bring forth its fruit when the rain has come. But don't, as a Christian, you never throw away the missing link. And he prayed again. Praise the Lord. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Praise the Lord. The greatest problem people are having, youths are having, they need direction. Am I going here? Am I going here? Am I going to? Is this God's will and go? Don't worry. When God's will becomes your problem, you know where I'm going. Pastor Lalu is there anyway. He's the one who decodes God's will to people. But the truth, Pastor Lalu wants you to know, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. Praise the Lord. And you have to regularly be a person of prayers. Amen. Stop all this human calculation. If I do this, I do this, I do this. Hey, be very careful. Amen. Because you know better. Because you do what? You know better. Wisdom, the title, is profitable to direct. Okay. Pastor, beautifully, on Sunday, talked about the fear of the Lord. Amen. He quoted, I don't know where we are going there, because I want to see, from Proverbs 10. The fear of the Lord prolonged days. Praise the Lord. I think Proverbs 10, 20 something. You can put it. The fear of the Lord prolonged days, but that's not where. He now said, okay, what is the fear of the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor Pastor. I honor the man of God. On Wednesday when he was preaching, I was just giggling where I sat down there. Apostolic teaching. That means somebody defines something and you tell yourself, if this definition was removed, or I didn't know this definition, Where will I be? How will I be thinking? And it was defining flesh. He said this, the sin nature in the soul and the body, that generically, that's what the Bible... And I said, if I remove this understanding away, what? You'll be struggling. That's what we were doing before we had apostolic teaching. Praise the Lord. Let's give the man of God a round of applause. Let's honor him. Praise the Lord. Because it's a product of his faithfulness to God. It is given for a servant that a man should be faithful. Amen. We thank God for his faithfulness. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when we see it, we honor that. He said we should give honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. So he said, what's the fear of God? They now went to Proverbs 15, which is where we are going. Proverbs 15, the last verse, or second to the last, 33. Proverbs 15. The fear of the Lord. Echo. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility. Like Pastor said, many people think humility is a weakness. Meekness is a weakness. But before honor is the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Amen. Because you say, the fear of the Lord, okay, I'll fear God. And that's what we do. The next thing is religion. Okay, when they mention God, we'll bow our head. When we mention God, we'll bow our knee. We'll just look for something to try to caricature fear of God. All because we do not know the definition. Praise the Lord. We don't know the definition. And those things come by apostolic teaching. They come by apostolic teaching. If it's not there, you don't know it. And you just keep roaming around the wilderness. Is the instruction of wisdom. Praise the Lord. That means there's an instruction given to you that the end of that instruction is that you will tap into the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Remember our topic today. Wisdom is profitable to direct. It's profitable to direct. That there is instruction that when you follow that instruction, the end of that instruction is that you will tap into the wisdom of God. No wonder the Bible says, the fool said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. We are talking about tapping into the wisdom of God. He is even saying there is no God. So he is going to be bereft of that wisdom of God. That's why he's a fool that says in his heart that there is no God. Instruction. That's landmark direction. Amen. My son, take it to the instruction of your father. They are landmark directions. Without wasting time, we've said it here and we want to echo it. The Pauline prayers. Amen. 5-6 of them. Ken Hagin started with one that the Holy Spirit showed him, Jesus showed him. Pastor continued on that one. He said he's practically prayed that prayer every day for 45 years. Praise the Lord. When you hear such things, you just calm down. You know, sometimes you have this ego in your body. You say, I've been praying in tongues at least 30 minutes, 1 hour for the past 2 years. When you now hear someone say, I've been praying this prayer constantly for 45 years, you just calm down. Praise the Lord. All the ego of your super spiritual, you just calm down. Praise the Lord. Consistency is the hallmark of champions. And if I echo Pastor Papa Raph, when we are saying consistency, we are talking minimum 10 years. Anything below that, you can't judge consistency yet. Minimum 10 years. You are consistent. You are consistent. 10 is God's number for commandment. Then we know you are in the path. Pauline prayers. What are they? They are, you know, we are just acknowledging and thanking God for Pastor for apostolic teaching. Landmark directions from the heart of the Father. That's what Paul, these were prayers prayed by Paul. They were apostolic teaching. Landmark directions. And you see, you say, ever since I heard of your faith, I have not ceased to pray for you. These are prayers Paul prayed consistently. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Echo. Okay, let's even pray it. Say, Father, we confess our sins to clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, I have life. I pray that I, James Olokpade, that my God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, you will give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Quick, next verse. That the eyes of my understanding will be further enlightened, so I will know the hope of your calling upon my life, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in me as a saint, and the exceeding greatness of your power towards me, which will work in me by the Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. Okay, that's the spirit of that. Praise the Lord. He'll give you the spirit of wisdom. You can say, I say, those instructions, those prayers, they are geared for you to tap into the wisdom of God. Pastor said, he's practically prayed this every day for 45 years. Give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. The eyes of my understanding being further enlightened. So I will know the hope of God's calling upon my life. Amen. Let me tell you something. Stop. See, spirit of competition. I know we get it from the world. Go to school. First prize, second prize, third prize. Isn't it? In the class. The best student in biology. Best student in literature. Best graduating student. Fine. I mean, God himself is a God of standard. But you see, let me tell you the highest standard at the end of the day. I want to echo that. That may know the hope of his call upon my life. You need to be the person God designed you to be. Yes, praise the Lord. Now it will take prayer, it will take the word, but when you are fidgeting with too much comparison and too much comparing and unnecessary awesome jealousy and going, you better take a nap. Praise the Lord. Take a nap and retrospect and really tell yourself, you at the end of the day, when you appear before God, what he sees, is that what he intended to create? Praise the Lord. That I may be what I was born to be. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like, I don't think it was wisdom. I think it was wisdom. Wisdom James, my first son. His valedictorian life thought. The valedictorian, the valedictory lecturer, she said something. I mean, she was speaking to the children, but this was now to the parents. That they finished school and he now warned the parents, don't live your life through the children. Your failures, don't come and correct them through them. You tried to be a lawyer, you couldn't be a lawyer, then this boy must be a lawyer whether he likes it or not. Your prayer as a parent is the person you created this boy to be. Let him be. But you pray. Don't expect it to come. You expect the rain to just fall and the earth to bring out food. And he prayed again. That the heavens to be open. And then the earth will bring out his food. That the hope of your calling upon my life. Praise the Lord. Hope of your upon my life. That's why we need to pray these prayers. Amen. To help us to tap into the wisdom of God. Let me just warn you, youth. The wisdom of man comes to naught. I know that's why I started with Father. Who are your icons? Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and co. Who is the owner of Amazon? Jeff Bezos. You look at, do they go to church? And go, you've heard it before. And go, do they go to church? Do they pray? This is talking prayer. And if you take this Christianity too seriously, if you take it too seriously, all this prayer, what will happen to your career? If you go all this church, are you sure if you keep doing church, you will get a fine wife? Church. Because the fine wife, are they in church? I'm talking, the boys are hearing my vibes. All this is the career, your career. Go to church, pray in tongue. All this career, you have to go to the best place to do AI and everything, and all this church thing. You see, your problem, we all have it too. See, your problem is that you don't love God. So when you love someone, you believe the best of the person. Why do you think God is going to make your life miserable? And you believe it. That if you do God too much, it will affect your career. Why do you believe if you do God too much, you won't have a fine wife? Why is it that you don't believe the best of God? Is Satan's waves starts to doubt God's integrity. Start to doubt that if you follow God, you will get the best. You see, we need to keep praying those prayers. Amen. And he prayed again. And the heavens gave his rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. You pray it again. Then you pray it daily. Then you pray it all the time. Praise the Lord. I tell my sons, the day you are busy, there's exam. Don't throw away Pauline. Pauline prayer is default mode. You must pray it. It's default mode. That means the day everything is jam-packed, we must pray Pauline prayer. You must say, Father, give me the spirit of wisdom. Father, let me be strengthened with might by your spirit in the inner man. Brethren, I say it with all humility. I won't use the word sadness, but you know, some people have never read those things in the scriptures before. They don't even know such scriptures exist. I'm telling you. They know Psalm 23. They know Philippians 4:19. I'm saying it. I'm not using to. So let's know the privilege where we are and appreciate what we have. And Pauline prayers into early morning prayers. Good morning, Jesus. But that Pauline prayer in your heart. Because it's when Pauline prayer is even being answered that you will navigate the maze of good morning, Jesus properly. Wisdom, revelation. As they are praying, your own wisdom is dropping. Your own direction is dropping. Amen. You come out of prayer and you have an idea of what you are going to do during the day. Wisdom. These prayers. You say, let's remind ourselves again. The early morning prayers, the landmark to the path of life. Let's remind ourselves again. Praise the Lord. All those prayers are direct. They are intended to direct us into the wisdom of God. Ecclesiastes. Let's go to wisdom books. Ecclesiastes 7:11. And 12. Okay, thank you. Very prompt. Wisdom is good with an inheritance. And by it, there is profit to them that see the sun. Those who are alive. Amen. The wisdom of God. You see? That's godliness. Praise the Lord. That's God's wisdom. If you operate in God's wisdom, see, what's really God's wisdom? It's God's light and God's priorities. See, we say all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. That's God's wisdom. It's God's priorities and God's light. Pastor Louis said that when God's call came upon his life, first class physics, Imperial College, communication engineering, and God now says, go back to Nigeria and preach the gospel. He said, ah. And normally any young man will say, ah. Like I said in my own time, too, when I had my own issues as a young person making decisions for God, I came to a conclusion that I can obey God, though, but I wish all the people I knew were not around me. They were not alive. It's just only me. No. They will be around you. Joseph's brothers will be around him. And he has to make decisions. So the real wisdom, the real sacrifice, the real laying of your life down, it will be in the midst of people. Because I felt, I can obey all God says, but hey, let's say my father was not there. My mother was not there. All the people are not there. I can obey. But what will they say? That's how we really want to know whether you want to obey God. Because Pastor Luke said, I'm sure the I is not about him. The eye is about, the Baba that sent you to Imperial College to read communication engineering. You now want to tell him, you want to go and preach. The mother that dropped all savings to send you to the best school, you now want to say, you want to go and preach. Say, God now gave him a scripture. Say, son, godliness is profitable unto all things. It has the promise of the life that now is and the one to come. Amen. Amen. That's the same scripture. It's the same spirit. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit. There's profit to them that see the Son, both this Son and the Son of Righteousness. It was that scripture God gave him and strengthened him with. And he was ready to face the storm. Destiny is a lonely road. Destiny is what? It shows up in his own time. Everybody in his own, for in God's, everybody in his own time and in God's own way. So you can't really compare. I always tell my son that I said, just let me tell you that you are born into a Christian home. I've been praying for you since you were in the womb. See, there are some prayers where they will follow you. So the advice I want to give is that the day you see God show up, know that, my father told me this that he will show up. And please obey him. I can be telling you every day, pray, be diligent and pray. But the day God will show up, know that your daddy has told you that one day God will show up. Many times will show up. It will be away from the routine. God just show up uniquely. Know that God, daddy said this thing, obey him. When he got job, Deloitte, London, after he finished, he says, no. I said, come and serve. He didn't even say yes or no. He just looked. It was FaceTime call. I just FaceTime. I said, I want to, how are you, son? I'm fine. Daddy, there's something I want to discuss with you. I think you should leave London and come and do youth service. He didn't say, but the way he looked at me, I'm sure I wanted to be sure that, is this a clone? Does this man, does he even know what he's talking about? So I kept talking, I kept giving examples and everything. When I finished, I said, do you have anything to say? He said, I've heard you, I have nothing to say. Okay, so I repeated it in a summary again, and we closed the face call. So, definitely, he didn't want to hear that thing again. So I would just always slip it in and kept praying. I would just slip it in and kept praying. 6 months, thereabout later, he starts to ask me, "You once told me you have a classmate, secondary school, that works in NYC. I say, "Yes, he's an assistant director, deputy director." I say, "Okay. You know, I know somebody who was born in Nigeria. After about 2-3 years, the parents came to London, and he has been in London ever since, but he still identifies as, he has his Nigerian passport and everything." And he finished, and he said he's going home for youth service. I said, "Okay." So I think I want to go and do my NYC and just forget about it once and for all. I said, I betrayed the emotion. I said, "Hey, okay. So should I contact my friend?" "Contact you." "Okay." So when did I say, "Wow." So I took the phone, I called the mother. I was in London. I said, "Your son says coming to do this." I said, "What did you tell him?" I said, "I didn't tell him nothing. I didn't tell him anything." A month later, he says, "Daddy, you know, people say I'm crazy." You know, he told his mother, I said, "Mom, you know, people say I'm crazy." I called him, I said, "Son, destiny is a lonely road. You know what God told you. You know what God said, so you obey God." Because now I'm happy that I didn't tell him to come and serve. God told him. He came by himself. So when he came to NYC and he started having serious challenges and problems, he faced them that this is what I decided to come and do. They told them in camp, "The camp is overcrowded." Camp was in Sagamu. "If you are from Lagos, Ogun, Oyo, please, you can go home if you want. Just come back on personal day, just to decongest the camp." The mother said, "Are you coming?" He said, "Come, Ke. This is what I came here to do. I came to live the life of camp." I told the mother, "You'll be saying before, first shout on him or tell him he must come." Now God has spoken to him. You see your life? The problem with us is that, what do you think your life is? 2 years? 3 years? You are 17? 20? When will that life end? Commit it to the person who knows the end from the beginning. Amen. Because all those our gra-gra is because we are seeing 2 years. We are seeing 3 years. And we want to make... God doesn't work like that. Amen. He sees everything. That's why I miss this show. And you all know it. We are all growing. Thank God people like God have grown. You know, pastor used to say some things 20, 30 years ago. It's like, this man. But now we've grown. After about 10 years, we look back and say, what a song by you. What a song by you. Do the prayers. Do the prayers. And he prayed again. In the spirit of wisdom, there are prayers designed to put you smack in the wisdom of God. Amen. And be consistent. Be consistent. Wisdom comes with an inheritance. Amen. And there is profit. Verse 12. For wisdom is a defense. Ekao. And money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Amen. The person who knows the end from the beginning, commit your life into your hands. See, there's no doubt, money is a defense. The Bible didn't run away from it. Wisdom is a defense. But the spirit of this scripture is, you can't put your love for money above your love for wisdom. You can't. We do many times, but you can't. Because the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life. Amen. It's your life in your hands. Let's be very careful, though. Praise the Lord. Let's be very careful. Your life is in God's hands. Amen. So do yourself a favor. by giving God his dues. Amen. Because all the money, and you will make money. But where is the money without the life? Where is it? Without the life. She bent to let me alone know. It's the person who has life that can spend money. Praise the Lord. Person that has life. So be careful. It just takes, don't let the devil warp your thinking. God has given you intelligence. You have it. Just think it through. Should I now compromise life for money? All is because you don't love God. You don't trust him. You don't believe the best of him. You keep believing that lie of the devil. If I take this God thing seriously, I won't have money. Who told you that? It's the devil. God will take you to the greatest height, the one you didn't dream of. Now, I've said this here before. In my 20s, I used to say, God. I mean, I was born again at 17. God, bless me. Bless me. I hope at least later in life, I can have a Mercedes V-boot. Let me walk out. What's V-boot today? It's nothing. I drove one. I dashed it to the mechanic. I'm telling you. I had one, Pastor. I had one. Give it to the mechanic. What's the V-boot value today? But at 17, 20, say, hey, God, I will serve you. But God, don't let me be poor. If you can give me a V-boot. You say, that's what I said. I was thinking 2-3 years. That's what you see. That's what you see. So no matter what it is today, Pajero, Benz 450, in 10 years' time, you will commonize it. It will be nothing. God will bless you. He said it. Wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. He didn't call it the devil. It's a defense. But the excellency of knowledge, that means, I mean, what I should prioritize? I need to know this. Is that wisdom giveth life. Amen. So all this confession that we are saying, it's taking you smack into the wisdom of God. Smack into the wisdom of God. Say amen. That's where it's taking you to. God doesn't want... The devil sows that seed that we should doubt God. It's taking you to the heights. The place you never dreamt you would get to. God is taking you there. But he's prioritizing himself. He wants to start first with him. Amen. And some few times, which maybe you've seen with some people, sometimes it takes away that your dreams and buries it first. And turns your head to him. And when your head is not correct sufficiently about him, then it takes you back. It does that sometimes. You must just trust him. Amen. Put him first. It is all these things. Well, let me get to the second Ecclesiastes scripture. I don't want it to be a very long message. I'm just echoing what Pastor said about wisdom. Amen. And I know we need to domicile it and domesticate it to youth level. Because your own life is just starting. And all this struggle about, the people that are 60, money. They've seen money, they've thrown away money. So they may not want to kill themselves. Yeah. Very few people, they don't want to kill themselves. What's there about money again? His children have gone to school. So if he has, fine. If he doesn't have, so be it. But you are just, your life is just starting. When they say money, your heart will say, bag, 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 bag. US dollars, bag, 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 bag. So I'm just saying, fine. Money is the defense. Amen. But wisdom is the defense. I want to read this. I want to do this. I want to do this. Fine. There's no problem. But where is God? God. God first. You wake up in the morning. You do these prayers. Absolutely. Amen. You read your Bible. Do your confessions. And you see, God will now start to tailor everything. The thing that needs to step down, we step down in his seasons. The one that needs to resurrect, we resurrect in his seasons. Praise the Lord. Remember the person that will grant you the long life is the one with wisdom. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you see, many of these your dreams, they all come to pass, but in their season. You just need long life. When you have long life, everything will come to pass. Praise the Lord. Everything. You want everything to come to pass in 3 years. How can everything come to pass in 3 years? You want $10 million. You want a wife. You want children. You want to come to pass in 3 years. You'll be a dead man. One man said, I was young. He said, all the prayers we prayed, if God answered all of them, you'll be dead. It first didn't make sense, but as I grew older, I said, it's true. Thank God some of these your foolish prayers, God didn't answer them. Verse 12. Okay, we've read it. The excellency that gives life. Praise the Lord. Let's read the last scripture. I believe Ecclesiastes 10:10. And that's, what's the title of our message? If the iron be blunt, I don't know why boys don't like reading scriptures. If the iron be blunt, and you do not sharpen the edge, yes, then you have to use more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. The spirit behind this is wisdom that puts your life on a cutting edge. Praise the Lord. Everything without wisdom that you start, no matter how rosy it looks at the beginning, at the end of the day, you see you've expended so much strength, and what did you gain at the end of the day? That's the conclusion of the life without wisdom. What did we gain at the end of the day? All because we wanted V-boots. We stopped going to church. We didn't read our Bible. We compromised here. We told lies here and everything. And then we got the V-boot. After 6 months, the engine knocked and goes. So you now ask yourself, what was... Bible is just advising ahead of time. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Just follow the wisdom path. Unless you just kind of... And the Bible has told you the real... What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul and does not get the wisdom of God? I was at the funeral of my uncle this morning, and the pastor said something which is, the spirit of it is similar to what I've been saying, but I'll say exactly what he said. He talked about the vanity of life. He now said, there are many things going on in social media that they are saying about Nigeria, that compared to Europe, Europe has light, electricity. Europe has functioning railways. Europe has jobs. Europe has this, that, advertising, industry, everything. Nigeria has prayer. So they say it in a sarcastic way that we don't have anything. Nothing is working. The only thing they do in Nigeria is to pray. And he said, that message is from the pit of hell. That message under the covering of my father, that is not complete. Yes, I agree. That message may have its place in the pit of hell. But first and foremost, are we praying the prayer of the wisdom of God? So even the Nigeria that they say the only thing we know is prayer, we are not praying God's prayers. Am I communicating? Yes, we're not even... They first need to redirect our prayers. Reorder our prayers. Give us new textbook for our prayers and discard all these old notes prayers that we are doing. So we are not even praying the real prayers. Praise the Lord. But when you pray the real prayers and it puts you smack in the wisdom of God, then Nigeria, it's not just that we pray. No. We write programs. We have the best fashion designers. We write the best literature books. We build the best computers. We have the best teachers. We have the best doctors. That will now be the end story. Amen. It's not the story that you pray and all these other things. Those other things, who says it's the devil? Okay, you see, if the iron be blunt, see, we don't know God. Okay, God is, what is God? He is love. No wonder they say we pray. Do we pray prayer of love? So the prayer is religious. To most intent and purpose, is not godly. Amen. Then, on the part of godly prayers, it will take you smack into the wisdom of God. Who is my God? He upholded all things by the word of his power. He created all things. He looked at it and said it was good. Praise the Lord. The hills are his. The mountains are his. The earth is the Lord. He makes the sun. He made the DNA. He made the frame. Master engineer. Master craftsman, best of beauty, a hardworking God. You oppose all things and he keeps upholding them. Diligent. When we tap into his wisdom, we tap into his nature. Praise the Lord. So it's not exclusive that if you follow God, then nothing else works. The only thing that they pray, we are coming. We are coming. I gave a talk in Meduguri. About 2 or 3 months ago, invited me to give a faculty lecture, the Faculty of Health Medicine, about grants, research grants. And the vice chancellor came. And I talked about principle of diligence and hard work and doing good research, integrity in research. Your results are reproducible. And how it is now good, they help you to get research grants. And when you have research grants, you do more work. And when you do more work, you have more results. You publish very good work. It gives you access to more grants. And I talked about all those who had sponsored me. Very few from Nigeria. Nigeria doesn't sponsor research. Most money has come from Germany. I've come from the United States. But as I ended the lecture, I now told them at that lecture that it's fashionable in Europe and America when you're a scientist to say you don't believe in God. And I said, one good part about us in Nigeria, we know that God exists. And we will never throw it away. But in God existing, we now, in this research that we are doing, we are now going to hit a gold mine. Amen. We're going to hit a product that will deliver the world. Amen. And that product will now bring serious money. Amen. Then I will now start giving people research grants. I said, so the vision is not, I have research grant from Germany. I have one to, there's God. In this seed sown, wisdom of God will come. We'll discover something. Then the whole world will come to Joseph. Amen. To come and buy. And they are serious. Then we will now start to give people research grants. Amen. It's good to see the picture. Praise the Lord. It's good to see the picture. Let's follow God. Praise the Lord. Wisdom is profitable to direct. I think I can hear the Holy Spirit say, it's time to stop. Amen. Pastor Lalu.
Give the Lord a super hand clap. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to encourage us. Prophet is going to pray for us. There are just two scriptures. See, by the time he was ending, there was a statement that came to my mind. We need a complete paradigm shift. You know, and there are lots of, the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We have strongholds in our minds. At the beginning, remember what he kept emphasizing and the way he has ended. And it is because there are some things in our minds, because there's that tendency that even when you hear this kind of message, you will still say, not you, but there's that tendency for the carnal mind, you know, the flesh, the sin nature in the soul and in our mind, to still say, maybe prof doesn't understand. When the rubber meets the road, you know, like the way he started, it was very graphical about Elon Musk Bill Gates, you know, Tim Cook. There are guys that he has, Mark Zuckerberg. And the truth is, or the fact is, not the truth, the fact is that they might not be doing the things that you are doing, you know, and they seem to be making it. And it's very, very, very dangerous to set on that path, because it's a very slippery path. And you never know the history of people. You don't know the history of nations. And so it's very dangerous when you begin to compare yourself with such and feel that, you know, they don't go to church on Sundays now, and their economy is still booming and working. The Bible says that when I went to the sanctuary, then I understood. And so you have to be very careful, because you don't know the end. And you don't know whether the anointing by which they are running is coming to an end or coming to a lease if they do not continue. Do you understand? It's yes. The Bible talks about Israel. It says they are beloved for their father's sake. All those things, those economies, by the time you go back to history, that's why you have to read history and listen to history to understand why the economy is like that and why the thing is still working. And, you know, but there is sin. And the day of Egba is coming. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have to balance, and that's why Prof was talking about, I'm praying. I'm still doing my work, you know. You don't go to the extreme where you don't work. You understand? But the point we're trying to make is that you don't throw away the major thing, the number one thing. So it's a paradigm shift. Don't be afraid to say that, if I pray, I should pray, let me walk alone. No. The number one, what we're just talking about is a complete paradigm shift, priority, reprioritizing. Yeah, not saying that you shouldn't study. Of course, we talk about, if you know that we believe in education, don't you? I taught you about Moses, didn't I, by his mercy and grace. So you have to. But what we're talking about, you need to undergird all else. Like we said, you will have a head full of numbers. You will, you can, the person can be known, but is non-entity. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's not known for eternity. You know, he's not in this life and in the life to come. And if you are still, and I must warn you, if you are still in the path of, I don't care, I need to be known this life. Pastor Lawley, maybe you don't understand. Prof, maybe you don't understand. Let me tell you what that is. That is a stronghold, and you need to deal with it. You need to pull down that stronghold of, and it's a lie of the devil, because he will rather make you assume that you can gain the world, and he wants you to lose your soul. And we've never seen a man that will gain the world gone. Do you understand what I'm saying? So why don't I reprioritize and give wisdom? The Bible says Christ has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. You read the whole of Proverbs chapter 8. It says, I, wisdom, I have strength, I give understanding, I have durable riches. So and right in righteousness. So when you go and read and you understand, sometimes you don't have a revelation understanding of wisdom, the wisdom of God. We're not talking religious wisdom, just like you have Bible knowledge or religious knowledge. We are talking about revelation knowledge. We are talking about wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom, another Bible translation of passion, says the spirit of wisdom and discovery. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when we are talking about the wisdom of God, yes, like Prof said, we are coming. And the reason why you haven't seen the complete manifestation for those of us, and I believe that there are more of us, that are praying the Pauline prayer, is because God is doing an internal work. See, if he gives us that wisdom in the way Satan is trying to use it to taunt us and taunt him, if he just flows and fights the battle of Satan in Satan's life, is a dangerous thing. Because many of us, the character is not even developed. And that's why we must continue to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Because in praying for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, there's an internal work of patience. There's an internal work of the renewal of your mind that is happening while the download of innovation and creativity is coming and will come. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just in this week, there's one, I won't share it with you yet. There's one idea that God gave me. I said, our prof was talking. I was just shy. I said, this is a confirmation of this, my idea. Oh, it's God's idea. You know, but I know that it has taken a while. The man just confirmed the idea. And the reason why I must, by his mercy and grace, implement the idea. I won't tell you. You want to hear. But you will hear. And by mercy and grace, you see, even with that, I myself, knowing that with that, I still found I still need grace. I need men. See, if it was those days, you might not see me again. Ideas, that's not the end. Do you understand? But the point I'm trying to make is that
continue to pray the spirit of wisdom and revelation. When you are praying the spirit of wisdom and revelation, we are not just praying for the innovation, we are also praying for the character development. Do you understand? And who are we collecting from? We are collecting it from wisdom himself. So there is a wisdom that is earthly, sensual, devilish. Do you understand? It makes you competitive. It makes you, it says that the characteristic is envy. It makes people get jealous of each other. But there is a wisdom that is from that is first pure, peaceable, gentle, full of good fruits, peaceable, you know, gentle, full of good, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That's the wisdom of God. That's God. God is wise. God is wisdom. Are you listening to me? So what I just want to leave with you is Romans 12:1. It says, renewing our mind. Let's quickly read it. I say, because I want to throw down, there's that fear. It's a fear that, if I take hold of this that prophet is talking about, and it's not just, it's not prophet that he's saying, it's what God is saying. If I start playing these Pauline prayers, are you sure it's not, that's Satan. The same thing he did to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Don't eat the eat of the tree of life. Oh. These Pauline prayers is the word of God. We are just praying the scriptures. You're just praying the Bible. Go and check those Pauline prayers. Are they scriptural? Are they based on scripture? The reason why they call them Pauline is because they're in the epistles written by Paul. But all scripture is inspired by the Holy Ghost, and it is prayer anyway. Do you understand? It might not be prayer for V-Boot or prayer for Rav or prayer to travel to United Kingdom tomorrow or prayer, you know. But let me tell you, it encompasses that and surpasses that. Because when you are praying that prayer, those other ones are going to come. Don't let me lie to you. Because you are seeking first the kingdom of God, all those other things will be added unto you at the appropriate time, in its own place, and the best of it. I'm seeing it in my life, so I can tell you confidently. I can say it confidently. Do you understand what I'm saying? And your colleagues, later your colleagues will start admiring you. Some of them might not even be able to talk, but they will celebrate you. They will celebrate your family. They will celebrate your spouse. They will celebrate your children. They will celebrate you. At whatever state, because you're a person of content, yet you are blooming, you are not complaining. Do you understand? You are blossoming, you are flourishing. And so in Romans 12:1, so you can start praying these prayers. It says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual. Okay, New King James. So we can just end. New King James. Forgive me. Yes, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, their way of thinking, talking, lifestyle. It's very enticing. Let's not deceive ourselves. You know, and tempting. And it might want to make you drop your what you are doing spiritually. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. This way that the world has put it directly upside down is a stronghold for us, for many of us. And we must pull down that stronghold and say, no, it's a lie. I'm going to eat of the tree of life first. I'm going to pray this biblical prayers, this scriptural prayers, this Pauline prayers every day of my life. I don't care how my body feels. I don't care how my thinking feels. I don't care what the carnal mind is saying. I don't care what other people are doing and what other people are saying. It is scripture. It is in the word of God. It encompasses spiritual knowledge. It encompasses natural knowledge. It encompasses everything, all knowledge, because it's made by the creator that made all things. And so the weapons are pulling down strong, casting down arguments. There might be arguments in your mind right now. It might not even be with your mouth they are saying, but in your mind, the carnal mind doesn't want you to do these prayers or say these prayers or pray these prayers because it's not popular, because it's not taught by maybe the most popular pastor or something, your movement. We don't care about that. Is it in the scriptures? Is it based on the word of God? Is it true? I start praying by faith. The just shall live by his faith. And every high thing, you see, so there are high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. This revelation, you just pray in the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, fill me with the presence, complete knowledge of your will in all spiritual understanding. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So that's what I want to drop with you. Because there might be hindrances and stoppers to progress. and to pray this prayer. Satan is a bad person, very subtle. He will come in your own voice. Do you understand? To talk to you. You will hear, but you will not hear. If you are hearing and you are not doing, then you are hearing and not hearing. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what the Bible says. So they will hear, but they will not hear. That means that the enemy, which is the carnal mind, as the word is coming, the guy is speaking it. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. And so that's why you have to be intentional and also notice his ways. No. I will hear and I will do. It's going to be a resistance because it's not popular, but you have to start. And when you now start taking the baby steps, when you start taking the steps, you start getting strong in praying it. And let me tell you something about these prayers. There are no spectacular things that will happen. Might not be for some of you, it might be spectacular. For me, it wasn't so spectacular. And that is why I don't use men's experiences as whether I should continue something. Once it's in scripture, that's what Pastor always says. Go and check whether it's in the Bible. Don't say it's because it's Ruby Johnson. Don't say it's because it's Kenneth Hagin. Show one of scripture. If you don't understand it, open Amplified Bible. Pray it, even if it's the Amplified way. If you check that Colossians 1 prayer in Amplified way, it's amazing. It even goes beyond. You now see that it goes beyond. We are not talking about just spiritual wisdom or Bible wisdom. We're talking about wisdom that has to do with science. This is the person that created science, for goodness sake, that created space, that created the atom, that created economics, sociology. Say he doesn't know what you need. Will he give you bread? Will he give you stone when you're asking for bread? Will he give you serpents when you're asking for egg? For goodness sake. You know, so when you now begin to pray those prayers, because Satan will come and say, so do you even understand what the spirit of wisdom and revelation and present complete knowledge of you, so that the eyes of understanding before the next time may know better the hope of your calling upon? What are you even saying? He's going to try and come like that. Don't let me lie to you. And so you have to pull down that stronghold, cast down that imagination, bring in scattering thought. I'm praying this prayer. It's a scriptural. If you don't understand, go and look for another version. Look at what it is saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? It gives you more light. Say, you reinforce it. I'm praying this prayer, whether you like it or not. Are you listening to me? And so, because at the end, he says that he wants to show to principalities and powers. Not even Elon Musk. All these guys, what they have is petty. It's only just dash, you know. God goes about giving, he makes his rain to fall upon both the good and the evil, his sun to shine upon both the good and the evil. So you that you are the father, he's giving crumbs to somebody and you're wondering, I want crumbs too. When you can sit at the table. Do you understand? But let me now tell you, to sit at the table, you need to climb the stairs. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you might be wondering, they are eating crumbs. I want to eat crumbs too. God forbid. I will climb the table. I will sit there. I will reign as a king. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why it's progress and it takes patience and development of character. And as you are moving up and up, bit by bit, it's going to be giving you light and understanding. It's going to be giving you bit by bit, bit onto you. We now see the light overwhelm you. Do you understand? And shine forth. Because that's what you are made for anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying? So in every situation, so when you begin to pray that prayer, suddenly when the challenges come, or you have to make one very critical decision, that wisdom will come. Don't let me lie to you. It might come from another person around you, but it will come for you. But if you don't pray it at all, that's when the Kairos now meets the Kronos and the challenge is there. You didn't even have oil in your vessel. And then you're wondering, how can I know the will of God? So for the past 10 years, you've not known the will of God. Because you've been hearing testimonies of, I just knew, Shah. No. Don't join the company of I just knew, Shah. Join the company of people that you knew that you were praying the spirit of wisdom and revelation for the past 9, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 years. And then when you needed wisdom and oil, it came suddenly. And that's what he said. I prayed again. And the heavens were opened. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All on the feet, everybody. Take my moment and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let take it as a prayer. Take, you're talking to God. Sing out.
Let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moment and my days. Let them flow.
My will, I make it thine.
Take my will and make it thine.
It shall be no longer mine.
It shall be no longer mine.
Take my heart, it is thy own.
Take my heart, it is thine.
It shall be thy royal throne.
It shall thy royal throne, it shall be thy royal throne.
Start to talk to God. Start to talk to God by yourself. Our prayer will be short, but I want you to talk to God first. Did you hear something that makes you want to repent? Repent just means to change. That really is repentance. It's to change. Talk to God. Or did you just hear it makes no meaning to you? Talk to God. Talk to God. Say, God, if it doesn't make meaning to you, say, talk to God. Don't let this thing make meaning to me. It made meaning to you. Talk to God. God, help me to change. Help me to be more committed to the things of God. Help me with these Pauline prayers. To be faithful, to do them, to say it every day. Help me to be more committed to morning prayers, to praying in the spirit. Be more committed to my Bible reading. You want to confess that it has gone down. There's no shortcut. If you are not doing, you won't change. So talk to God that he should help you to do. Tell him to help you to change your mind. So your mind will be more passionate about the things of God. Tell God to help you that you are weak spiritually. You are weak in the things of the spirit. You are not serious in the things of the spirit. Say, God, help me. Jesus' name. Put one hand to your chest, your head bowed, and one hand to God. Let there be an attitude of surrender. An attitude of surrender. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Father, I stand under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Lubia Momisera. I come in unity with my brethren. I come under the authority of the name of Jesus. Father, I come against every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of spiritual weakness, every drunkenness of the spirit of Babylon. Father, I make over every spirit of deceit, every spirit that paints a wrong image of God, every spirit that tries to betray God, every spirit that casts God in bad light, in our souls, in our minds, in our emotions, every stronghold that we have come to accept contrary to the nature of God. All you sought contrary foul spirits, contrary all those strongholds, negative thoughts, impression, all deceit, lying spirit of the devil. I cast you out. I destroy your works. I resist and bind you break your hold over our hearts, our bodies, our circumstances. In the name of Jesus, let it cover for ourselves, members of our immediate families, members of our household. As for we and our house, under the covering of our fathers, we will serve the Lord. We will say these Pauline prayers. We will pray in the Spirit. We will tap into the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God will be profitable to direct us so that we walk worthy of God unto all pleasing. We'll be fruitful in every good work. I'll become more conformed to the image of Christ. Thank you, Father, because for each of us, we'll be the person that you have created us to be. Thank you, Father, for your mercies. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace. Holy Spirit, thank you for your love and help. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Super, super.